17 past 8 here on Summer Brekkie. It's nice to have your company and looking forward to a big edition of Racing Pulse coming up at 8.30 and Big V Racing from 11.30 all before race day with the two Gallops meetings at Mowi and Moonee Valley this afternoon. So lots coming up here at RSN Racing and Sport. Let's have a chat to a young man now who is up on the Gold Coast actually as part of the Kangaroos training camp, which is on the road. And that is Bailey Scott who joins us on the line. Morning to you, Bailey. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, going well. It's nice and warm down here in Melbourne, but it's a little bit yuck, windy and overcast. I can't imagine it's the same up there on the Gold Coast. Is the sun shining up there?
Yeah, sun shining, heat's out. Looking forward to training today.
How is it to be back at training? You've obviously been back for a few weeks now, but have you settled in? Are you enjoying the pre-season so far?
Yeah, really enjoying it. We've picked up a really good group of kids as well, and everyone's just excited to get to work and improve.
Did you get away at all in the off-season?
Yeah, I come back up to the Gold Coast for a little bit and I also went over to New Zealand, Queenstown, and played some golf.
Oh, beautiful. Sounds like a nice little refresh and recharge. What's the sense and the feeling like amongst the group at the moment? Obviously, it's been a tough few years there at the Kangaroos. You've had a number of different coaches, but for the second year in a row, you've got the same coach, which is always nice. What's the vibe like there at Kangaroo Land?
Yeah, well, as I sort of mentioned before, with the young kids coming in, everyone's pretty eager to get to work. We've got a really good group of players now that are wanting to buy in and take this club forward. And I think that was highlighted by basically everybody at the club returning when the 1 to 4 years actually returned to training for the pre-season. So, yeah, we're looking to get better and hopefully we can see that this season.
Is that right? Every senior player returned on day one of pre-season? Gee, that must fill you with a lot of confidence that everyone's buying into what Clarko's trying to drill into the team.
Yeah, exactly. We just we wanted to, obviously Clarko missing for a little bit last year as well. Like, we just wanted to capitalise on any period we can spend with him and get to know, one, the game plan, but two, we can improve our fitness and be ready to go come the start of the season.
What was his message on day one of pre-season to the group?
It was, to be honest, it was just about getting to know each other, coming closer and building that trust. Without that trust, it's hard to perform on game day. So the more time we can spend together and work hard together and challenge each other, the better we'll be for it.
A lot gets made of Taron Thomas, and he's obviously had a checkered, I guess, start to his career, but he played some really good football, especially in the second half of last season. In what sort of nick has he returned for this pre-season ahead of 2024?
Yeah, so Taron, he has a bit of groin trouble. I think he went in for a little operation a few weeks ago just to release some of the pain and tension through his groins. So he's rehabbing that at the moment. But hopefully his back end of last season is a little bit of motivation to get fit and prepare well for the upcoming season, because if he plays like that, he'll be an important player in our side.
Mm. Hey, you've mentioned a couple of times now that the young guys that have come into the group and the excitement around that. Anyone in particular that's made a real impression in their first few weeks at the club?
I think Colby McKercher, who we took with our first pick this year, he's a left footer. He's got a fair bit of speed, reads the game really well. And so, yeah, it's going to be exciting to see him come the start of the season.
Are you sharing a room with him at the moment as well up there on the coast?
I actually am, yes. So it's been good to get to know him.
Yeah, what's he like as a housemate? Is he cleaning up after himself, or has he got the suitcase spread out all over the place?
Nah, he's cleaning up after himself, but I've had to look after him a little bit as he's a young fella.
Yeah.
But he's very switched on and professional and just eager to get into it.
All right, well, I'm sure he's got a good role model there to show him the ropes up there on the Gold Coast. Now, being on a training camp, and especially when the sun's shining up there on the Gold Coast and a lot of the boys have put in big pre-seasons, I'm sure they're pretty happy with the condition of their rigs out, up there at the moment. So when the newspapers have got the cameras out and they're taking a few photos, who's more than happy to get the kit off and show off the summer rig?
I'd say Cam's, and he's got a few tattoos to go with it.
Really? What, a few new ones?
Yeah, he's got a couple of new ones there, so he's just trying to let everybody know about it.
All right, the Zuha. All right, well, we can look at look forward to seeing him in the papers then over the next couple of days. Hey, enjoy your time up there on the Gold Coast, Bailey. Really looking forward to seeing what the Kangaroos can do in 2024. It does feel like there's a lot of optimism and excitement around the group, and can't wait to see what the young kids can do as well. All the best over the summer.